May it please the court. My name is Jeffrey Neff, and I represent the Macon County Emergency Services Board. And the board is challenging the Macon County Commission's interpretation of Section 144.757, which is the use tax statute. In particular, we're challenging how the proceeds from the Macon County local use tax should be distributed. Macon County is a third-class county. The Macon County Commission submitted a ballot to the voters in 1992, which passed and created the board. And it passed a supporting two-year sales tax at 3/8%, which basically is 0.375%. In 93, 190.335 was enacted, and the Emergency Services Board became independent of the County Commission, including receiving its local sales tax from the Department of Revenue. It's independent in all respects, except it has never been given taxing authority, and it depends upon the Commission for its any submitting taxes to the voters. The County Commission, there was another ballot in 94 which passed the 3/8 sales tax that continues today. And where the dispute arose was in 2012. And in 2012, the commission decided to put a use tax on the Macon County ballot. And the use tax statute 144.757 indicates that you can only do that if you have local sales taxes. And the 144.757 indicates that the use tax is to be at the same rate as the sales tax.
Same rate or same or less?
Same or less.
Is that significant?
Well, actually, in the ballot, it says it has to be the same rate. There's a couple times in the statute where initially it says the same rate. It should have been the same rate, and I don't think that's relevant because we're not challenging the fact that it was passed at a lower rate. What we're challenging is that, because we think the election was valid, that the use tax is valid, we're simply challenging the disbursement. Yes, they made a mistake. The statute of limitation on that has long run, and we can't challenge that.
And the difference between the use tax that was passed and the use and the sales tax is exactly the amount of the Emergency Services Board's sales tax.
That's exactly right. One of the commissioners asked the director of my board if they wanted to participate in the use tax election, and the director indicated that he did, and he was told to check out what he needed to do about that. So he did. He checked with the Department of Revenue and was told, don't worry, you receive a sales tax, so you'll automatically be included.
And was that a binding statement?
Of course not. It was from an agent of the Department of Revenue. It was not from the director.
So on what do you base your argument that the use tax had to reflect the same proportionate use of the money collected as the sales tax?
Oh, the statute says that it has to.
And tell me what in the statute you're relying on. It says it can't be more than the sales tax, it has to be the same or less, but you're arguing it has to be distributed in the same way, and opposing counsel's argument does not.
Oh, we're saying that it has to be distributed proportionately.
And on what do you rely?
The fact that they didn't, if they had passed it at the same rate, we're saying we should have gotten the same.
I understand, and on what do you rely for that argument, that the use tax has to be distributed in exactly the proportionately to how the sales tax is distributed?
What is your legal authority?
Basically, my legal authority is that the 144.757 and 144.759 are very tightly intertwined with the sales tax, and that specifically the intent, as this board, the Supreme Court said in Falls Creek Construction Company and again in Kirkwood, was that the purpose of the sales tax is to compensate, supplement, and protect the local sales tax by eliminating the incentive to purchase from out-of-state sellers in order to avoid local sales taxes. Further, the two statutes in 144 set out the ballot language, and the ballot language specifically indicates that this was being done at the same rate, and it's let me see where my ballot is.
So you're suggesting that because it says in the model ballot language, shall the county impose a local use tax at the same rate as the total local sales tax rate, that that implies that they should be distributed in the same way?
Yes, I am. That is my argument. And in further, the ballot that was submitted told the buyer the people who are voting that this was to eliminate the current sales tax advantage that non-Missouri vendors have over Missouri vendors. And so the implication being is that they were going to be basically allowing the in-state vendor the sales tax to recoup what it lost by out-of-state sales. And the other thing that I'm looking at is the 144.75759, which tells the first-class charter counties over 900,000 exactly how they have to spend the money. And they tell them that if they want to do it for capital improvement projects, they can spend a certain amount on that, and then how the other certain amount goes. And my argument there is that they have to give it in the same disperse it in the same manner as they would sales tax. Otherwise, it would not have been necessary for the legislature to have spelled out how a first-class charter county is to disperse their money. And so that basically is the statutory interpretation of they wouldn't have told a charter county how to spend their money unless they want it to be somehow different than what was what they contemplated otherwise, which was to make up for the lost revenues due to out-of-state sales that were avoiding the local sales tax. The other arguments that we're making is that there is no direction in the statute for how sales taxes, use taxes, to be dispersed for a third class county. And that since there is a direction for the charter counties, that the legislature meant to leave that out, because it should be done in the same manner as how sales tax are dispersed. Now, a county can, in sales taxes, a sales tax is often tells specifically how it should be dispersed. To a particular purpose, to a particular entity, or to the county commission. And here we're saying that for a sales tax passed in Macon County that is does not designate how it should be dispersed, that does go to the discretion of the county commission. But here, where you have an entity that is getting the benefit of a sales tax, you defeat the legislative purpose in not giving them the use tax. The Department of Natural Resources collects all these taxes. And for sales tax, they send it to the county commission with specific instructions as to what they've collected and how they're supposed to disperse that. And I believe that's found in chapter, oh, I think it's 62 or 67. And the board has a specific local sales tax for its benefit. And so it would be one that when sales tax is collected, it goes directly to it.
Could I ask a
yes.
question? The general sales tax and the emergency services sales tax is 0.375.
Yes.
Was it adopted at a different time than the general county sales tax?
Yes, it was initially adopted in 92, and then it was that was only for 2 years, and then it was adopted again in 96, and that one was basically not ending, and it didn't have an end date on it.
So again, is that significant that there were two elections, one for the general sales tax, which is the same amount as the use tax, and then a special election for the sales tax for the emergency services board?
Judge, I don't think so. I think that 144.757 contemplates that you will base your use tax on whatever the local sales tax is, and that it doesn't delineate or exclude any of the local sales taxes.
But you agree that the amount is not the same as what the local use tax is? It's
oh, yes,
less.
I do. We understood that the reason that was is that after the election occurred and the Department of Revenue was collecting the taxes, the board asked for their share, and they were told that they'd been specifically excluded.
Right.
And the statute, there's nowhere in the statute that allows you to include or, well, to exclude any of the sales
Although
taxes.
Although it does allow it to be less than what the full sales tax is.
I don't believe that it does, Your Honor. I believe
it can be the amount or less than the sales tax.
Look at the ballot language. It says at the same rate, and that's in the statute.
The ballot does, but another place in the statute it says the same rate or less. So how do we resolve that?
Well, in order to be constitutional, it has to be the same rate or less. Otherwise, it's an impermissible burden on commerce. And if you, I think in the first statute, it says in several different locations it has to be the same rate. And then at one location, it says it has to be the same rate or less. But if you read subsection, I think it's three in total, I think really what they're talking about is that I think the may and the or less is simply indicating that you don't have, it's discretionary whether you even do a use tax or not. Because in the statute itself, you try to, well, I would say they can do it at a lesser rate because that's constitutional. It's in the statute. And if they do it as a lesser rate, then what we're arguing here is that even though the statute and the ballot that they submitted to the voters said it was at the same rate, what we have is a lesser rate, and we're asking for our proportionate share of that. So I guess really for my argument, it doesn't matter. I think that portion of the argument, that portion of the facts in this case is something that's just simply beyond our ability to argue because of the statute of limitations, limiting challenges to elections to, I think, about 60 days or 30 days. It's really short.
Okay. Thank you. Your time is up. We'll hear
Thank
from you.
You
in rebuttal.
Good morning. If it pleases the court, my name is Ivan Schrader. I represent Macon County, the general taxing entity for Macon County. The standard that the court needs to use in making judgment on this case is was the judge clearly, or unless he was erroneous in the declaration of the law, you must sustain his decision. What you have seen in the briefs and what you will hear today when I'm completed and rebuttal is completed, that there is a disagreement between the parties as to what the law is or may be. We have an agreement, though, that there is no direction as to the distribution of use tax monies for third-class counties. In fact, the statute specifically relates to a particular charter county who has a weird set of sales tax laws that relate to them. That happens to be St. Louis County, which is commonly called a pool county, a pool sales tax county. You've had cases that come through here. You're probably going to see some more in the not-too-distant future. So the court, or not the court, the legislature took time to say there is a special way in which we want some use tax being distributed. It didn't say anything about anybody, any other county, any other charter counties, any other third class, second class, first class, or fourth class counties. Under the traditional approach to the law, where there's a list of things that is identified, it is to the exclusion of all the others. In this case, we have a particular identifier and none others.
If the commission had submitted a 1.375% use tax, could it have kept it all and not given any of it to the commission?
Yes. The statutory question that you were asking about, Your Honor, was the provisions of subsection 3 of 144.757, where it says may submit the ballot question less than the maximum amount. And when you look at subparagraph 2, which is the ballot question, it says substantially, it contains substantially the following language. Now, we haven't addressed that specific point in any of the briefs, but this court has addressed the ballot questions of substantially similar and have allowed for deviations of the language, provided it carries the general tenor.
And I'd been thinking that the statute said the same amount or less in various places, but I'm reading 757, and it simply says that the ballot language shall, it requires it to be that pose a use tax that same rate as the sale, at a rate equal to the rate of the local sales tax in effect. It doesn't say equal to or less. The cases say that, dealing with the constitutional issue, that the Constitution requires it to be the same or less. But 144.757, I think I was mistaken in suggesting it. Some places it says it can be less. Every place it says shall be at the same rate. This obviously was not at the same rate. How does that affect our resolution of this issue?
Well, if you look, Your Honor, in paragraph 3, subparagraph 3, it says the local use tax may be imposed at the same rate as the local sales tax then currently
in effect. But nowhere does it. So if you want to impose a use tax, you may impose a use tax at the same rate.
Yes.
And it says if the sales tax is reduced or raised, the local use tax is also deemed to be repealed, reduced, or raised by the same.
So I
agree with what Judge Schiff said, because I was looking at the statute as well. So paragraph 1 of 144.757 also says at a rate equal to the local sales tax in at least two places.
Yes.
So that's why the model ballot language says at the same rate.
And that clearly was not done, but the question is, what does that mean for us in this case?
Well, the issue of the ballot question is not could not be submitted because the statute of limitations on challenging the appropriateness of the ballot question expired 30 days after this ballot was taken.
And I understand that, but and to be more specific, should we infer from the fact that that the use tax has to be at the same rate as the local sales tax that the intent of the legislature was that they be distributed in the same way? And if not, why not?
No, Your Honor. I do not believe that that is the case. The statute doesn't address distribution as to third-class counties. It doesn't address distribution as to anybody except that charter county with the population that's got the pool sales tax. And under the general principles of this court that are consistently followed, when you have a specific directive as to one thing but not a directive as to others, they're excluded.
And you're saying because they direct us to other classes of counties but not this class, it leaves it to the commission's discretion?
That's correct. And the budget laws then allow for the use tax to be allocated to the county. And, in fact, if you look at the payment direction, it's payment to the county or municipality, because only a county or a municipality can impose a use tax.
And the services board can impose a sales tax. Correct.
The services board can ask to have a sales tax imposed. It does not have independent authority.
But it can't. The county can't impose it on their behalf without that request.
Yes. Yeah. The 911 tax. There are three different ways in which it can be done. Council has cited the statutes appropriately, but it is county commission action. That ballot question then specifically identifies that the resources, if that is passed, that the resources of the sales tax go to the 911 board, and the evidence in this case shows that, in fact, that's been the practice. When the sales tax piece comes in with a directive from the Department of Revenue that this is the sales tax allocable to 911, goes to 911. It doesn't pass through the county budgeting process.
So you're saying the commission could not reallocate the sales tax because when it was passed by the voters, it specifically stated it was to be used for the emergency services.
That's
but
correct.
This did not.
That's correct. There are in county government there are a multiple groups of sales tax. There are general sales taxes that roll back property taxes. There are general sales taxes that are in addition to the rollback statute. There are sales taxes that deal with 911, economic development, senior citizens, children's support. I mean, there are a whole range. But there's no direction that those organizations should get that sales tax, should get the use tax. And in fact, the contrary is applicable, because the statute is clear as to where the sales taxes go. It is a specifically voted tax, whereas the use tax is a county voted tax with no direction as to allocation and or distribution. And the evidence shows the Department of Revenue as to the specialized sales taxes, when they send the report to the county, they say X dollars here, X dollars there, X dollars otherwhere. But when it comes to use tax, it comes in an aggregate amount as to the level of what they've been reported to be the rate of the use tax to be applied in that particular county.
Could a use tax be enacted that designated emergency services as the one who should get the money?
I think the practical side of that is no, because there's no authority for that to occur. The use tax is an aggregate of the sales tax, and we would be dealing with a whole different question if this had been a ballot challenge litigation and not a challenge some decade later.
But the legislature could say, as with sales tax, Emergency Services Board, if you want a use tax request in the county, we'll put it on the ballot and it'll be identified as, I mean, they could model the use tax structure after the sales tax structure.
Absolutely.
There's no reason that couldn't happen.
That's correct.
But
that's correct.
Not.
And this, and you know, the use tax is, I'm going to paraphrase, but this use tax has been a headache for a lot of courts, including the United States Supreme Court. And the legislature tends not to deal with things directly on occasion where there are difficulties with what they do. And this is one more of those difficulties. But the bottom line is, when this court takes up what the legislature's done, you've got to take a look at the words that they've given us. And in this case, there are no words that relate at all to distribution. There are words that allow for the passage or adoption by voters of a use tax, but no direction like some of the sales taxes for allocation. And that is the pivotal question, is the question whether or not the law clearly states we are mandated to distribute or we are allowed to distribute. It's our position that under the budgeting process, under Chapter 50, that the county commissions, with the exception of this one county, have the ability to determine how the use tax gets distributed and to what county or other projects it goes.
Even without express authorization for there to be a 911 use tax, do you still believe that under 144.757, the county could have had a use tax equal to the 1.375 sales tax?
Yes. Could have. Could have. But the question we'd be here today would not be this one we're dealing with today. Today we're stuck with the 1% as opposed to the what they could have done and how what the 1% gets distributed. And that's a way lesser question with a lot heavier impact. And you know, I might point out too that you know, while Macon County stands before you and the Macon County 911 Board stands before you, your decision as to distribution is going to be looked at, as was mentioned in the amicus brief, is going to be looked at in every county and every city who has adopted a sales tax and a use tax in terms of distribution. And when you talk about distribution, I think you also have to bear in mind that when you have these specialized sales taxes, those monies are already directed to that function. And the local governments don't have the appropriation process or ability to move that money around until that function, legislatively created function, ceases to exist, and the tax at that point may. So, you know, we have to look at how those things are practically handled when they come back to the local government. So this is a, you know, a one case, a one county, one 911 board consideration, but it, the impact of reading into this statute what's not there impacts every municipality that has a sales tax and a use tax, and every county that has a sales tax and a use tax in terms of how the money gets distributed and who controls the resources that are generated by the use tax. And that's why this case is here, quite frankly, because it's bigger than our clients. We're dealing with limited people here, but the impact of this decision reaches to all of the borders of the state of Missouri and almost all of the local governments whom the sales tax and use tax laws apply. Thank you very much. I'll cede the rest of my time.
Thank you.
I believe that the standard here is a de novo review because this is looking at the interpretation of a statute. And if you look at the two statutes, 144.757 and 759, there's no language in there that indicates that you can implement a use tax at less than a sales tax.
But that's an election question.
The reason that it's important is that the scheme I'm submitting to you was that the voters and the statute indicate that this is is so entwined so closely to sales tax, and the intent of the legislature was to basically supplement the beneficiaries of a local sales tax by the use tax.
How do we know that?
The court.
So they could easily have. They could have easily said that in a sentence or two.
Well, I think that they did when in subsection 1 of 757, when they indicated how the money was supposed to be spent for first-class counties. They indicated that first-class counties, well, the charter, the St. Louis basically, could spend a portion of this money on a comeback on capital improvement projects. And other than that, it had to basically go as you would for sales tax. And then the statutes keep talking about this is to make up for the lost revenues. In fact, subsection 4 in 757 says you can refer to this as an out-of-state sales tax.
But doesn't that in effect indicate that its purpose is to make sure that state vendors are not at a disadvantage as compared to out-of-state vendors?
Well, that is what this court said in part in Fall Creek and Kirkwood, that it went on to say that it's specifically to compensate, supplement, and protect local sales tax by eliminating the incentive to purchase from out of state. So you're protecting the vendors, but you're also protecting the entity that gets the benefit of the sales tax.
Right, so it protected the Emergency Services Board's sales tax, not as much as it could have, but by enacting a use tax, it did protect the erosion of the Emergency Services Board's 3/8 tax to out-of-state sales.
Right, and to further protect it, you would disperse it in the same manner as you would a sales tax.
But that's not, that there isn't a statute that says that or even comes close to that.
Well, then why did the legislature had said how that you do it for a charter county so you could deviate from that. Otherwise, you're giving a benefit to the commission to spend this money that in no way compensates or supplements the entity that would have otherwise gotten the benefit. I think there's case law.
Isn't another way to look at the fact that they said how you have to distribute the money in certain counties indicates that the commission has full discretion in other counties where it's not specified?
I think that's an interpretation if you ignore what the intent of the statute was, which was to supplement and compensate for the loss of the sales tax. I think that there's even a case that says, well, I don't think, I know that there is, it says this is basically to make it as if they were buying the products locally. If you're buying the products locally, then not only are you, as Judge Wilson said, protecting that local sales tax for the people who are selling it, you are protecting it for the people that the voters passed the local sales tax in the first place.
Thank you, Council.
Thank
Your
you.
Time is up. Thank you. Case will be submitted.